The first of this week's series of stories from WNYC's Radio Rookies is from 14-year-old Brittany Hill. Brittany is average size for her age, but still kids tease her about her weight. Because of what they say, Brittany is struggling with her self-esteem.
Hi, my name is Brittany, and my story idea is teasing. It's going to be kind of hard for me to do since people tease me every day, so I hope it doesn't make them want to tease me any more than it is now. Oh yeah, I've been teased about my weight and other stuff, like I'm not developed enough, and it makes me feel really bad, really bad. How was your name?
My name is Tashana. Holla at your girl.
How old are you, Tashana? Holla at your girl.
13.
Since we went to school together, have you seen me get teased, right?
Yeah. Because we would call you Burger, and that's not cool.
How did I feel? Like, how do you think I felt?
It looked like you felt bad because you would, like, go away and sit down alone.
The first person to call me Burger was this kid, Jonathan, in the 7th grade. I started thinking if he keeps on calling me that, then everybody's going to want to call me the same thing. And they did.
Hi, so I'm here with my mother. Hi, what's your name?
Your mother.
No, tell me your name.
Your mother.
How old are you, my mother?
Mas punto unos. 21 plus.
Since I've been teased and I've been telling you, what are some of the things you've told me?
Like why, when they called you Burger?
Yeah.
See, when boys tease girls, that's when they like them. When other girls tease other girls, it's because of jealousy. Or it's something that they like about you, but they just don't know how to tell you that they like you as a friend.
Thank you for your time, Mommy.
You're welcome.
I like talking to my mom. It makes me feel good. But when I'm not with my mom, it doesn't feel that way. Teasing doesn't make you feel like people like you. It makes me feel like I'm nobody. My friend Monique sometimes calls me a whale.
Have you ever been teased before?
Yes.
What about?
Nothing.
I know you have it. Just say it, please.
No.
You said it before. Why didn't you just say it again?
I've been teased about the hair on my body, all right?
Since you know how it made you feel bad, will you stop teasing other people since it made you feel sad?
Nope.
But don't you think that two wrongs don't make a right? Have you ever heard of that expression?
Yes.
I have something to admit, too. I did tease Monique when she called me a whale. I told her, I don't know why you're calling me a whale when you're hairy like an ape. One afternoon, we talked about teasing in my homeroom.
It's about teasing. And this is something that I see going on in the school, and I want to get your impressions about what's going on, okay?
Why do people tease each other?
The way I see it, they think it's like people are gonna give them respect for trying to disrespect other people.
The motivation for teasing is to make somebody laugh, you know, so you can laugh.
But sometimes people don't take things as a joke. When I get teased, it makes me feel mad, like I want to hit the people who are teasing me. In 7th grade, every time I went to say or do something, this one kid would come up to me and say, "Yo, what up, Burger?" Sometimes, I wanted to take a burger and shove it down his throat. One day last summer, I was in the big park across the street from my projects. I was walking and I saw my friend Roy. He was standing there, watching kids throw rocks at him, as if he didn't care and he wanted to get hit by them.
Roy, why are you still standing there?
They were getting ready to hit him with a metal pole.
Roy, run!
I guess they were just trying to scare him. But while they were teasing him, he started to take apart his scooter to hit them with it.
Why are you messing with him?
Because he was messing with us.
Nothing happened that day. But maybe some other day, they'll actually try to fight. That's how much people hurt when you tease them. In my class, kids were talking about stuff like this.
I think that teasing is a problem because Some people who get teased, they take things more to the next level and stuff. They be shootouts, people getting killed.
If you don't like being teased, all you gotta do, don't fight. Just go to the teacher and tell them that you don't want to be teased no more.
I mean, that never happens, because I haven't seen no one ever go to the teacher saying they teased me. I have never seen that in my
life. Yes, because they're scared, because they know if they go to the teachers, kids would tease them about that, and they'll just find another reason to tease them, and it's not cool.
Every teenager knows that you can't tell on other people because you know you're going to get hurt. There are a lot of things you can do to keep yourself from getting hurt or feeling bad when you're teased. There's this guy named Dr. Larry Cohen who wrote a book about it. It's called Mom, They're Teasing Me. I called him up on the phone and asked him a bunch of questions.
I try to encourage kids.
I didn't really pay attention to all of his answers. But when I told him about my situation, he actually listened to me.
What did you do? How did you respond?
He told me one thing I can do is walk away and not even say a word.
The important thing is what you tell yourself when you walk away. Because a lot of times kids will get teased and they'll walk away and they'll say to themselves, nobody likes me and I'm no good. And instead, if we can walk away and say, they don't know what they're talking about, I'm beautiful or I'm strong or I'm good.
But it's hard because I don't feel like that. I told you, I feel like I'm nobody.
I could take your blood pressure.
I decided to go to a nutritionist.
And I'm going to, can you feel it getting tighter?
Her name is Kathy Nonis.
I'm going to listen for the beats. You have a perfect blood pressure. Good for you.
She showed me a chart that said I was average size for my age.
You don't need to lose weight. What you want to do is just maintain a healthy lifestyle and let yourself grow.
Okay. It feels good knowing someone doesn't think I'm overweight. But it's not like I'm always around the nutritionist. She's not there when I'm at school. One of my favorite talk show hosts is Ricky Lake. On one show, she went with this overweight girl back to her own neighborhood and walked down the street with her. While they were talking, the school bus passed by with all the kids who used to tease her.
They pretty much freaked out when they saw her walking down the street with me. And it was almost like the ultimate revenge.
Guess who that is?
My name's Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake, I interviewed her.
I wanted to know if you can help me, like, the same way you helped her, because I'm overweight. Like, do you have any
advice?
Yeah, any advice?
The first thing I would say is that look where you are right now and look where they are. You're doing this interview and they're not. So right there, I mean, I think you are three steps ahead of them. And, you know, you're beautiful and articulate and smart, and to hell with them.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ricky made me feel good for a second, but it's not like she walked down the street with me. Even though Ricky, like, told me I was beautiful and articulate, ha ha ha, and Dr. Cohen told me to walk away and not care, and my mom told me the teasers are just jealous, and my dad told me that
sticks and stones break your bones, words will never harm you.
Names can hurt you. I feel like I keep going up and down on a seesaw. All right, when I'm up, I don't care what anyone says. But when I'm down, I think everything they say is true. I know I shouldn't care about what they think, but it's going to be hard to get the word burger out of my head. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Brittany Hill.